This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It's helpful to remember that those economic statistics we hit you with from time to time don't exist in a vacuum. There is always more to the story than just inflation was up 0.1%, or for our purposes today, housing starts, new home construction, was up almost 7% last month. All those new houses don't build themselves, you know. You got to clear the land, pour a foundation, and then get a bunch of lumber to frame it out. And the slow but steady rise in housing starts is welcome news for sawmills that got clobbered during the housing bust. From Red River Radio, Kate Archer Kent visits the biggest plywood plant in North America for a closer read on lumber supply and demand.
This plywood plant in Chopin, Louisiana, produces enough lumber to build 15,000 homes a year. Inside the plant, a giant lathe skins the bark off a tree and whittles it down to the size of a fence post in seconds. It's just one piece of big, ominous equipment in a factory that spans 18 acres under roof.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Roy O'Martin is a family-owned wood products manufacturer that's been in business for 90 years. Chief Operating Officer Scott Poole says many lumber mills went dark during the Great Recession as the housing market collapsed.
It wasn't a trickle down. It was a fall off the cliff. It was a mad race to try to match usage with production, and as a result, a lot of the mills closed permanently.
Now some of these shuttered mills are being bought up and reopened.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Louisiana is half forest. In the heart of it is the tiny town of Urania. Its elders are affectionately called knotheads. The town lost its plywood mill in 2002. Now a German wood pellet maker is moving in and promising hundreds of new jobs. One of those knotheads, Mayor Terry Corley, says residents had to move away to find work. Many went to offshore oil rigs, and it nearly killed the town.
If someone had told me when LP closed that we would still be a town 13 years later, I would have never believed it. God has blessed us so much, we can't ask for more.
Back at the Chopin plywood plant, many workers are bused in from nearby towns, a benefit that's subsidized by Roy O'Martin. The company can find plant workers, but getting enough log trucks in each day is tough. Loggers retired in droves during the housing collapse. New workers are not getting into forestry because it takes several million dollars to get up and running. Poole says it's hard to take on new risk in a wishy-washy economy.
Do I want to go spend $500,000 for this new piece of equipment and spend the next 5 years trying to pay it off when I'm at an age where I'd like to retire?
Poole is okay with new risk. He'll be adding at least 24 new workers to this plant of more than 700 and paying for more machinery that's on order. What he wants is for more stability.
From the home buyers to the banks to the other manufacturers in this business, we need a level of discipline that can sustain slow, solid growth instead of these knee-jerk reactive markets.
The Chopin plant is in the midst of a $20 million expansion to produce more 4x4s for the housing market. That new production line should be running by this time next year. In Chopin, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer Kent for Marketplace.